last time on SDR Anthem. The party, now joined by Ko, was able to track down Big Thunder, or as Ko knew him, Sagio. Executing a ruse to get close to him, Rhett, Pike, and Ziggy take her in handcuffs, while Ziggy slips away to hack the security systems. Taking control, he signals Foreman Corral of the Kyojin Energy Company to start their attack. As the chaos breaks out, the team takes to the streets, led by the roaring ferocity of Ko's newly repaired motorcycle. They give chase. After a heated chase, Big Thunder crashes into the tanker of Redline. In the middle of a blackout, he arises from the wreckage, lit only by the red flames at his back. He injects a form of Redline and takes the fight to the party. After a brutal street brawl, the party finally brings him down, but Ko isn't finished. Pinning his one remaining arm against the twisted metal of his wreck, the cracking of bones rings through the night as he gives the first bit of information towards their next bounty. Grobulus J. Weedlevox runs the Glitz Room on Cherix, and that's where he gets his shipments of Redline. Now you know where the next rung in the ladder is, but first, to take care of Big Thunder. The familiar thrum of the Rhapsody cuts through space as we join the crew in the Rhapsody's lounge. The crackle of the television left on to no real station stands mixed with tunes as the tunes from the jukebox as the background noise to your current celebration. You all sit around the table in the lounge as Ko holds up her brand new bounty hunter's license.
Yes!
A shiny new license contrasting the bloody bruised knuckles barely starting to heal. You cheers to one more official bounty hunter joining the team.
I got more info.
Alright.
Let me get my notes. I'm like gonna go and I prepared a brief like a real bounty hunter, huh?
Look at that. It's not me doing the brief for once.
Wow, look at you.
You know, Pac, you can learn a thing or two from Ko.
All right.
Shuffle through a couple of crumpled pages as you go to the notes that you took after your almost week interrogating Big Thunder. And it's pretty obvious to anyone who looks at him that the droplets, smears of blood as you're written out, maybe even in certain scenarios, a little bit of scratchy handwriting as you'd taking the notes as you were conducting your interrogation in the way that you were, would have been difficult to write at times.
Grobulus J. Weedlevox, that's our guy.
That's the guy. Our next target.
He's captain of the syndicate. Weedlevox. So right underneath the boss. Well, yeah, he seems to be, it says that the city that he's in, Paradise City, around the fucking nose, these rich assholes, on Cherix, is that he owns it. Like, he's fucking in bed with all the politicians, all the businesses there. He's a Globlin. So, you know, there's a lot of them on this world. And, God, there's so much blood here.
Globlin, huh?
Yeah. He's getting he's giving kickups to his boss, which presumably is the leader of the fucking red belts, those fucks. And he's getting a cut, skimming off of the local businesses. And he has his goons. I guess they're fancier, more equipped red belts he's got working for him. Apparently, though, the problem is there's a fucking problem. Apparently, motherfucker's paranoid as shit. Apparently, he lives in a fucking fortress that makes that old cannery where Sagio was hiding out in look like a fucking sandcastle. He's killed, but this Weedlevox guy has a weakness, a way to get to him.
Weakness.
So he runs the Glitz Room. That's his main operation. That's his front to look. I mean, he pretends to be like he's completely fucking straight.
And this is a club in Paradise City?
It's a club in Paradise City called the Glitz Room.
All right.
And so apparently it's one of the fuck ton of clubs in this place, but apparently it's one of the big ones. There's a songbird that he has, a songstress, the main venue headliner, the normal headliner at this place. Her name is Pixel Pop, also a Globlin. Apparently been with him for years. And that's his weakness. She apparently has full run of the fucking place. Apparently she walks past the guards. They don't even fucking look at her. She has access to all of the fucking secret doors. just in and out, and she has the ear of this fucking guy. And she's some musician. Apparently, it's the key to his fucking operations. I don't understand. But that is how we can fucking get to this guy. And so, I mean, I don't know how, but what he said about her is that she is a fucking yapper and says how she wants to be a big star, that the Glitz Room, this isn't big enough for her. She's her dreams, she wants to be fucking signed. She's always talking about being a big star across the galaxy. You know, she's only really known, not even all on Sherrick, but just in Paradise City. And so she wants to be a big star, and so I don't know how he fucking worked with that.
I think I got it. And I look at the three of you, and then I look at Rhett, and I say, it's not gonna be cheap.
What did you, do you have in mind? I mean, let me hear it.
Two words. Rhapsody Records.
What?
We're gonna be music producers. This Pixel Pop, she wants to be famous. We're gonna give it to her. You, my friend, big time hotshot producer.
Oh.
All right.
You, Co, of course, the muscle, the bodyguard. The big guy's gonna need some muscle for protection. He's a hotshot.
I can do that.
Ziggy?
Sexy rock star.
You're his stepson.
What?
Wait, my stepson?
That's right. Wait.
Oh. I have a lovely Saurian wife.
And that leaves me. I drive.
Well, what else do we need in order to convince folks that we're not who we say we are?
I mean, we just have to live the lifestyle. We got to look the part. We got to play the part. We got to, I mean, once we get there, rent a nice car, find the most expensive hotel in Paradise City. And I think, let's see here. I think Meteor Mall might be on the way to Cherix, so maybe we can swing by there and pick up what we need. This is definitely one of our spendier jobs.
That means that we need to bring him in alive.
That's
so we
right.
Get the full bounty. I know I read the fucking brief, Pike.
And it's going to pay off tenfold.
You do All know right. You stand to make significantly more from this bounty than you did for Big Thunder. Though you're absolutely correct that the stipulation is that that he's brought in alive. And this will set you up very nicely to carry on to whatever the next bounty ends up looking
like. But if it's dead, it's less, right?
We still get money.
You'll still get paid out.
The same general deal as the other.
The bounty will be completed, and you'll get paid out, but without living contract, it'll be a much lower percentage.
Got it. And if it's any consolation, or it makes it a bit more palatable, just realize we are also doing a good thing.
A small Globlin in a vest and slacks walks up to you and says, "Good evening, gentlemen. How can we take care of you this evening?"
Mr. Rye would like some table service. We'd like your finest VIP section, please.
Oh, we'd be happy. We'd be happy to take you there. Please, let me walk you up to the section. We got a nice, roped-off area just for you. It has its own bar, exclusive service to you. We'll get you a couch section and anything you could want. We'd be happy to get it over to you.
This is a beautiful club, and all my years running Rhapsody Records, I haven't seen a place quite like this.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Wright. Thank you. It's all Mr. Wiedelvox's operation. So, of course, yeah, but from someone such as yourself, a great compliment. Thank you. It's our pleasure to take care of you this evening at the Glitz Room.
Thank you.
All these dancers, they've joined you at the table. Not a one over with a 4-3. All this, like, just perfect hair, blondes, redheads, brunettes in these different hues, ranging from kind of teal, cobalt, into these pinks. A lot of them, as they move towards red, they kind of begin to shift more towards this blushed color pink. And you enjoy the night like this until suddenly the neon lights of the club go out. and the only illumination is from the cocktails, Glowtech and the Globlins. An occasional Solari in the crowd. The room cheers as suddenly neon light floods the club as all of the shimmering screens that flank the stage alight with pixelated shapes and colors. The stage is a prismatic light show as a small female Globlin stands at its center before a microphone and holding a glimmering keytar. Her massive mane of wavy, bright neon yellow hair with an undercut of pink is nearly the same size as her neon green body, which is dressed in a teal and magenta bodysuit adorned with a holographic tank top and skirt, both of which match the massive bow fastened in her frizzy locks. Large star-shaped earrings hanging from her oversized ears, both of which are as pink as her bright lipstick. Behind her is her backing hologram band of literal holograms. A muscular poodle Leica holds a guitar. A fashionable Zorbrak holds a saxophone. A bubbly Oozoid holds a bass guitar. And a four-armed Anatron sits behind an electric drum kit. Holding microphones are two backup singers, a Gorgonite and a Claudarin. All of them are made of light. Shimmering and flickering holograms, despite moving as if they were living people. Pixel presses a chord on her keytar, kicking off the first number as she opens her mouth, filled with sharp teeth, and begins to sing a light and poppy song that the crowd goes wild to.
Oh, shit.
Her voice and music is beautiful as it fills the venue, and the concert continues.
Okay.
Wow, she's pretty good. I'm no record. Oh, no, I am a record.
Shut up.
This, you know, she's got it. The Rhapsody, it's speaking to me.
And the girls are definitely, like, picking up on the vibe. They're all here very interested in kind of tending to you, being in your kind of gravitational pull, as it were. They want to be around that influence, right? And they're definitely picking up the vibes as you seem to respond to, like, certain girls or to the show that's now happening in front of you. It's a couple minutes later after she's exited the stage. Where Mowgli comes back up to you and says, and just says, hey, sorry to interrupt the evening. I see you're all enjoying yourselves very much. Pixel, from the concert, she'd love to invite you backstage if, no, I don't want to interrupt your evening. I know it looks like you're having a great time. The girls are here. You're enjoying drink, a little festivities. But I'd love to take you backstage if you'd want. And we can have somebody take you back there and we can introduce you to the headliner.
So Pixel Pop would like to see us.
If you would like to see her, sir. You're calling the shots.
As a record producer, I am mighty interested.
Please. You make your way down this hallway, passing a couple more bouncers. These ones armed, kind of ready to really dissuade any kind of serious business that shows up. And you walk, it's a relatively short distance, but you walk for probably a minute until eventually you come to a room with kind of a neon glowing sign that looks like that looks like it can change out the text, but it says Pixel Pop Star, and he swings the doorway open, and he says, "Enjoy the evening, sir. Whatever any of y'all like, we're still at your beck and call. If Pixel needs anything, you do. But please enjoy the backstage." As you open the door, and you are met with Pixel and Nikki, would you please come to the table?
Yeah!
Fucking go.
Whoa! Yes!
You didn't see that shit coming. You weren't even close.
Yeah. I was watching chat and I'm like, nobody knows.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody knows.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Nikki, welcome to the table. Would you Would you? I feel like we did a breakdown, but please, I would love it if you would describe Pixel in your own words.
Yes, Pixel is the quintessential pop star. She is a blonde bombshell in neon yellow. She loves pastels, neon colors. Mm. Pink is probably her favorite color, second to yellow. She is a neon green-skinned globlin with bright magenta eyes. She loves makeup and music, and she is bubbly and fun. She is never without her heels and her makeup bag, and she is just, she's your quintessential globlin. You can see her from across the galaxy.
Incredible. As you're sitting there in your dressing room, kind of coming down from the show you've just performed, riding an absolute high for an incredible performance. The lights amazing, the music even better. The door to your dressing room opens as at first you see Mowgli, and right behind him, the next person in line, I believe, was Rhett?
Yeah. Since I'm sort of owning this.
I think it would have been Rhett, then Ziggy, then Pike, and then Co. Probably.
And you see the image of Rhett take place in your doorway as he walks in.
Pixel would have been laying on the couch. She would have been laying back, her legs up in the air. Her digi-diary would have been held out in front of her, and she would have been like, oh my gosh, this show is just amazing, and you'll never believe it, digi-diary. There's a music producer here. Oh, we gotta go. And then she's gonna close it really quickly as she jumps up and like straightens out her outfit, fixes her bow, and she'll rush over to immediately spotting who is clearly the big kahuna here, and she'll run straight over to Rhett, and she'll look at you. Her eye is just like absolutely like absolutely alight with excitement. Oh my gosh, Rhapsody Records! I was just looking you up.
You're Pixel Pop, are you not?
Yeah, that's me. Did you like the show? I mean, I hope you liked the show.
The name's Rhett Rye.
It's Pixel Pop. Nice to meet you.
A record producer and owner and founder of Rhapsody Records. We did see your show, and you were spectacular.
Glimmer glorious. You're so cool.
I mean, look at you. You're what a star you are.
Thanks.
Anyway, not to bury the lead too much, but I mean, your talent is incredible.
I don't think anyone's ever said it to me like that before.
And so what I'm saying is that, you know, as far as we understand, you know, you're talented. And we are aware of your friend, employer, boss.
Oh, Mr. W.
That's right, Mr. Weedlevox, correct.
Yeah, Robbie.
Maybe if you want to get us a meeting with him, I think that he and I have quite a bit of business opportunities, so to speak, especially given his recent line of work.
Oh, this is a tough one, because he's telling me all the time that he's gonna make me a star, and I believe him. He would never lie to me. But Zetamax, he's always so busy. If someone else could take that job off of his hands, that could be nice. But I don't know. I think he really wants to be the one to make me famous.
Well, look, then maybe that's one of the things we can talk about, because given how talented you are, I believe we could maybe consider potentially discussing opening the door about maybe possibly signing you as one of our top talents.
Alongside Zetamax, I could open Zetamax.
And I have a feeling that if we could talk to your employer, maybe he and I can work something out. So if you're interested, I mean, I don't want to necessarily mess up what's going on here.
I'm interested. I'm more than interested. I'm double interested, triple interested even. I think I could talk to him, sure. But he's got people that can do what you're wanting to do. Is there anything else he can do to sweeten up the deal?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If some of my business partners in certain industries are aware of his more lucrative offerings, if you catch my drift.
We saw it all over the club.
You see her quickly glance at each of your necks, just a quick check.
So yeah, basically I'm trying to figure out if you are picking up what I'm putting down.
I would say she's not trying to be deceptive, so you would immediately see that she's catching on to what you're saying.
I understand he may be looking for connections and on more worlds and potentially spreading his product farther and wider than he is current distribution. And I think that I may know people and may be able to assist directly.
Someone like you would have so many connections.
That's right. I know people. That's basically half the job. You know, only half of it's listening to the rhapsody and letting her speak through me, and then the other half is
records.
Shaking hands and
oh,
records.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can do that for you. It'll be a bit before he's free, so I guess we could spend some time together until then, but I don't think he'll be ready to see you tonight.
No, I'm not asking for anything tonight. It's obviously late, and I'm sure he has plans. He's a very busy man. I'm just asking, you know, the next time you see him, if you could...
Sure, is there somewhere I can tell him that he could reach you?
Well, if you or him or whoever his people, they can call for us at the Golden God Hotel.
Oh my gosh, you really are loaded! I mean, yeah, oh my gosh, really you are really nice. Famous, aren't you?
The Rhapsody has been very good to me since a young age, and I feel fortunate to have earned a fortune, so to speak.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it pays really fucking good.
Yeah, you all seem really happy. Mr. Rhett, it's really nice to meet you.
Pixel, it's been an absolute pleasure, and again, I mean, your voice is that of an angel. I don't know what else to say.
I really do hope that we get to work together. I will do my very best to talk to Mr. W about it, and he'll find you at the hotel.
That's right. Rhett, Rye, Rhapsody Records, just call for us at the Golden God.
Oh, yeah, right? Of course.
All right.
I'll bring the car around. Meet me out front.
Wow, so fancy. Bring the car around.
Your car purrs to life, and you once more take to those elevated roadways through the buildings as you make your way away. Pixel, you make your way through the backstage of the Glitz Room and pass through a red door flanked by two heavily armed thugs, both with bright red belts. You walk through the labyrinthian hallways and corridors of the nightclub's back offices, familiar with every inch of the place. You eventually arrive at another heavy door painted red, but this time etched with the letters GJW and two of the biggest and baddest thugs in your employer's employ on either side of it. They give you a curt nod and let you open the door without issue as you step into the office. The luxurious space is filled with expensive art and antiquities, with an entire fully stocked bar on one wall. Sitting in a plush chair behind a desk covered in papers, empty glasses, and full ashtrays is the man you've known, loved, and relied upon for years. He's a wide and stout globlin with currently orange skin, his enormous double chin sprouting a purple 5 o'clock shadow that matches the thin remaining hair that rings his balding head. He wears a tailored green suit with a polished red belt. A glowing neon tie with pink leopard print hangs untied around his neck, where several buttons have been unfastened from his crisp white shirt. He holds a large, boxy communicator to his head with thick fingers adorned with many shiny rings as he speaks to someone on the other side. A smoldering cigar in his plump lips, he glances up at you as you come in, pointing at the velvet chair sitting across the desk as he finishes the conversation before hanging up the communicator with a sigh. Yeah, you let them know it's gonna get there when I said it's gonna get there. And that means it gets there on time. Okay? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, don't call back here without that straightened up.
Yeah.
Bye. Pixie Dust, look at you!
Yes, we love you!
Oh my gosh!
Did you like the show tonight?
Did I like the show tonight? Look at you, like the dawn coming over the horizon, chasing the dark night away. My goodness, I've never seen anything as good as that.
I'll look over to the chair and pout, and then I'll look at his lap.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. There's only one seat in the house for you. Come on down, Pixie Dust.
And I'll prance over and just climb into his lap.
He'll quickly take out, he'll smoke his cigar to its end. He'll quickly take out a large, ornate cigar cutter, almost like straight gold, GJW adorned on the top rim of it, as he has like this kind of like Winston Churchill like thick cigar. As he snips the end of it, his rings kind of shining in the light as he lights it up. Oh, how you feeling? How you feeling after a big show like that? You're flying cloud 11.
I'm flying cloud 12 tonight.
Oh, my girl.
It was amazing. It's the crowd and everything. Oh, they just love your club, you know.
Oh, it's the not w, the club,
you do
doll.
So
it's
much
you.
Everybody here in Paradise City, you know that.
Oh, you
but
sure know.
But especially for me.
Oh my gosh! Well, of course, Pixie Dust. For you, I mean, you're my creme de resistance. You're the jewel. You're the whole thing. You're the glitz in the glitz room. Of course, for you.
You're looking so stressed. Let me get those muscles.
Oh. And she's gonna just spin around and start massaging.
Oh, I love this time of night. Oh, God. Oh, right there. Oh, yeah. Pixie Dust. Oh.
Sounds like you were having a stressful call. I'm so glad you're done with it.
Oh, don't worry your pretty little head about that, my love. Yeah. That's you know, never to think about that kind of stuff. It's for you. It's all the lights. It's the glamour. That's the gritty. No, you stay out of that. You keep your hands. You dress clean.
So, yeah, I know you're so stressed. And now that the glim is rushing through our systems, we're primed to have the best nights of our life. You've been telling me for, you know, months, years, months, that you're gonna make me a star, and I know it. I just know it.
Oh, doll, a superstar for you. I mean, there won't be any star higher in the sky.
I know. But you're busy. You got so much going on, running the glitz room and being, you know, the Mr. W, and I know that it can be difficult for you sometimes to fit that in, and that's fine. I don't mind at all because I love it here and I love my life. But did you hear that there was a big record producer here today from Rhapsody Records?
Rhapsody Records?
Yeah.
I heard something about... What was that?
They got a website and everything.
A website?
Yeah, they even had a form. I thought about filling it out, but I got scared.
Ah, what are you scared, doll? Are you kidding me? Look at you. Picture perfect. Scared of what? I mean, these guys sound like nobodies, though. I've never heard of them. Rhapsody Records. Who do they sign?
Well, apparently, they're just about to sign Zetamax.
Zetamax? No,
yeah, I know.
No.
Can you believe it?
I climb back up onto his lap. Honey, and I start massaging into his shoulders.
Oh, honey. That's the spot. You know every inch.
Yeah,
you
know
every inch, doll. Oh, yeah. Oh, right there. Oh, you got hands like a...
Oh, my goodness.
Zetamax.
We checked the mature box.
Yep.
Zetamax. He might be doing a rock album.
A rock album. Listen, doll. Just a little while longer, okay? This Rhapsody Records. It sounds like chump stuff. All right?
Of course.
No, you're gonna shine. You're the brightest star in the sky. What do I always say? Keep shining, superstar.
No one could illuminate me better than you can, Mr. W. But here's the thing. It's not just that they could make me a star. They got connections across the galaxy, and you know how much I care about you, love you even. I would never bring this to you if it was only for me. I'm not that selfish. They got connections, and they mentioned,
and she'll glance to his neck,
that they could, you know, help with one of your biggest endeavors.
Okay. I mean, they sound terrible as a record company. I wouldn't admit to... you're saying they got connections all over the galaxy. Maybe they move to and fro? Is that what we're talking about?
I mean, just... If they've talked to the Zetamix, can you imagine being able to do what you do at my shows for Zetamix?
Dolly, you're so beautiful. Sometimes I look at you, I could die on the spot. In fact,
no, don't!
I'm back. I'll tell you what. Pixie dust for you, okay? I'll set a meet. But my schedule's chock full for about a week.
Well, they're only gonna be here for a couple of days, is what Ko said. Not very long at all.
Well, if they want a meeting with me, they're gonna have to extend the stay. But I tell you what, I'll make it worth their while. You take them out, show them the town, take them to paradise, sweetheart. Show them everywhere good under the sun. And show them a good time, whatever it takes. You get them back in about a week. I'll sit down with them. I'll see if maybe we can't come to some kind of mutual arrangement. And for you, don't worry. Months, years, you're so close, baby doll. You're so close. We're gonna have you shining in the sky in days, maybe weeks.
Every time I start to feel nervous, I know you're always gonna make me feel so much better.
Oh, baby, don't worry. We'll work out some of that tension on you.
You're just the best, darling. I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Do you want me to call the hotel and tell him, or did you want to do?
Why don't you give him a ring? I don't want to connect with him too early. I got stuff going on.
I mean, they're big, but they're not Mr. W big.
Well, of course.
And then, Pixel will head back to her room above the club to make a phone call to the hotel.
I'll look around, and I'll say, regardless of the church when he fucking shows up or not, he might have to be here a little longer than we expected. I mean, at least a full week, but Mr. W's a busy man. But it sounds like Pixel's gonna show us around the town. So we gotta, get close with her, make sure she likes us, befriend her. And I think the closer we can get to Pixel, the closer we can get to Weedle Fox.
Yeah, well, and we gotta figure out how the fuck, if Wasagi had fucking said was true, then we gotta figure out a way to nab him when we have that fucking meeting. We're only gonna have one shot.
It's the getting him out of there. It's gonna be tough.
Go figure it out. We're fucking great at this, guys. You guys are awesome.
Well, I mean, this whole thing is his fucking specialty, basically.
Mike, you're so much smarter than I thought you were. That's fucking incredible, man.
Infiltration.
That's so
laying low.
Fucking cool.
Being someone else.
I'll take that as a compliment.
And then with, Ziggy's fake credentials, I mean, I feel like I'm Red Rye. It's weird. I was sitting there, and I didn't even feel like Red Indigo. That's the fucking wildest part of all. I sort of felt like a record producer. I feel like the Rhapsody actually fucking speaks to me.
I bought it. That was really fucking impressive.
Something about that music and that environment just... I don't know.
As soon as it was fucking the music, the concert was going, I just felt like... I had one drink? And suddenly just came over me. I almost fucking took Redline. I was holding it in my fucking hand. It was right up to my neck, and I realized, holy shit, that's fucking scumbag, scumfuck, Sagio shit. What a fucking loser bully that piece of shit is. And I gave it back. She was a very nice girl, and I said, no, thank you. But I actually almost fucking did it. Jeez. And they had people when I was out in the fucking crowd, they had people distributing that shit. I mean, there were people, talking, and it was fucking crazy. I don't know why. Just something came over me. As soon as that concert started.
You gonna be all right?
I'll fucking see.
That's where you'll find me.
And that'll bring us towards the end of the week. It'll be kind of midday on the final day. This is around the time, Pixel, that you were expecting to kind of report back to Weedlevox on how the week has been, what it's looked like, and kind of give your insights on this group of people now that you've come a little bit more to know about them.
Before Pixel leaves on this day, I would want to have had a moment to try and connect with her and give her some of the things that I've shopped for, because I feel a little guilty about everything that we're doing and not being able to be my full Ziggy self. At some point over the course of this week, after having gone shopping, I would have come to Pixel and been like, "Hey, I don't know if you need this stuff, but I was out on the town and I got you a gift."
You got me a gift?
Well, I got you two gifts.
You got me two gifts?
Well, I got you three gifts.
You got me three whole gifts?
Well, yeah, I mean, one of them is a card, but like, here. It's one of those clamshell mirrors. I thought that you really enjoy, that way you can always make sure you're looking your best.
That's amazing. And she'll take out her lipstick and reapply it. Thank you so much, Ziggy. This is the nicest thing anyone's ever done to me.
And a lipstick. I don't know if it's actually a color that you like, but I understand that it sort of changes color with your mood.
Stacy, I've always wanted this one. It's sold out every time I go in.
I guess I just got lucky.
Wow.
And then a card. It's just a little nice something. Right? You've been so generous with Mr. W's money.
Do you want me to read it in front of you?
I don't know. That feels a little weird.
Can I?
I mean, if you want to.
Okay. I'll open it and read it out loud.
It says, Pixel, you have such terrific energy, and I just think that you're the greatest, and thank you so much for all a fantastic week. Like, it is a very standard card, but it is very heartfelt. It says, you know, you've got big main character energy.
Ziggy, can I hug you?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my gosh! And she's just gonna run and like throw herself into his arms.
I do one of the not quite sure how to do it.
Well,
and then
you can hug back.
And then I immediately dive in and go into a full hug.
Buddy, I got you something too. I didn't spend money on it though. I hope that's all right.
Oh no, I didn't expect anything in return. You took us go-karting and we got to see a bunch of fucking monsters kill each other.
Yeah, we did. It was so cool, and we won too.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, do you remember the first day when we went to the Viper Strip?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember how I dragged you into the photo booth?
Yeah.
And you didn't want anything to do with it?
No.
Well, I got the photos from that, and I wanted to give them to you so that you'd never forget me.
Oh.
And it's like a strip of five different photos, and on all of them, Ziggy is clearly trying to play a handheld game. And Pixel is doing things on like peace sign or like
that's
fake like
amazing.
Kissing or like behind
that's
him
so
being like super cute.
Good.
And in every single one, he's in a different position, like pulling his hood down and trying to play his game. He's, like, he's clearly not having any of it.
Yeah, I'm very Mr. Robot in that scene.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be taken a photo like taken of me in a situation like that.
Incredible.
I don't trust it. They send to the government.
Yeah. Just in case things don't work out and I don't know when we'll see each other again, I just want to make sure you didn't forget me, because this week's really meant a lot to me. And
I really feel like after this week, I'm convinced. As long as Mr. Weedlevox will agree to it, I would love to sign you.
I can't wait to tell him about everything we did. There's no way he doesn't let this happen, right? It's been a week of dreams. But, oh gosh, look at the time. I better get back, because if I'm late, I don't want to upset Mr. W, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you drive safe, and I'm sure we'll see you tomorrow.
Pixie Dust! She's Hi. Back!
Mr. W, that week was amazing! Thank
you,
and
she'll... Oh, you had a good time, Tuts, huh?
She just rushes over and jumps into his arms.
Oh, come on.
Can't wait to tell you all about it. I know you don't have much time, so...
Oh, yeah,
I'll
sure.
I'll give you the short and sweet.
Yeah,
and I'm not
yeah,
just
sure.
talking about me.
Oh, yeah, that is you, short and sweet. Yeah, go on, tell me about what was going on.
It was great. She'll spend like an hour just going over literally every single detail. But then eventually...
Uh-huh. Short and sweet.
But then eventually she gets to...
So, I mean, what do you think? He said he would sign me if you were okay with it.
Pixie Dust, you know, I was initially on the fence. I thought I'd spin the wheels for a week. I thought they'd up and leave, you know. But as it happens, something about this week has really brought my mind around.
Yeah?
He'll put his hand on like, kind of like a folder on his desk, and he'll slide it off to the side, just making space for you.
Yeah, Toots, I mean, you know, if you speak so highly of him, you know, I don't see a bill per se, but I'll meet with them. I mean, maybe there's something there. I'll meet with them, eh?
I think you'd love them. I really do. They're great people, and they seem like they've really got their head on for business.
Well, why don't you give them a ring? You tell them to come by the house a little later. I'll put them up for a party. I'll host them. We can talk business.
Oh, that'd be so great. They'd love that.
But while I'm enjoying that, I gotta let you know, you think this whole record thing, I mean, I'll meet with them, but I got the Don is sending a friend of his. You know how I've always been telling you, right?
Oh, shit.
Your star is coming up. You keep shining, superstar. The future is yours, huh? The Don is sending a friend, and I need you to give him a private show. He's coming in tomorrow night, so okay. when this Rhapsody Records or whatever, when they come over, I'll talk to them about business. I'll have a driver pick you up. We'll send you on over.
Private show for one of the Don's guys?
One of the Don's guys, and you know the Don. I mean, this is the opening. This is your shot.
You really did mean it, didn't you? You couldn't make me stop.
Toots, you know, Toots. Exactly.
And you still want to work with Rhapsody Records, even though... They don't need to sign me.
Well, I'll hear them out. I'll hear them out, you know. And from what you said about the other things that they could do, there's no end to the business opportunity.
It's
business
for everyone.
I mean, you spent so much of your precious time wanting to dine them and show them a good time. And I know that you had fun, but I'll give them the time. I told them I'd give them the time. I'll give them the time, huh?
You're an angel. What would I do without you?
You're an angel, doll.
Okay, cheek time.
Pixie Dust.
Hey,
you know me.
And you all, now back at the hotel, whomever picks up the phone once again, I'm assuming Rhett, you get the call from Pixel saying that it's all gone well with Weedlevox. You can head over to his house in the hills. He'll host you for a dinner. He'll host you for a dinner, you'll go from there.
It's the following day?
The following night, yes.
Got it.
He'll host you for, like, drinks and a business meeting.
All right. Well, this is it. We got the meeting! We are so fucking good at this!
Hey, we might be good at this, but I'm worried about the three of you. You're not getting soft on me here, are you? Just because she gave us those gifts, she's still a mark like anybody else, all right? We're not going to blow this just because she gave us some gifts.
I mean, what was the last thing I fucking said to her? I said, oh, I'm going to sign you. I'm getting her hopes up. I'm still fucking doing it.
Also, why did you get her gifts without telling me? I feel like I'm an asshole now.
Well, I mean, I still have my job to do, and I want to make sure that the mission was successful. So
What do you mean?
Well, I bugged her shit.
What?
Well, I mean, I've got this whole recording right here of everything that she's had ever since I gave her that lipstick.
Why didn't you tell us?
Well, I wanted to listen to it first and scrub it down and make sure that it was well edited, and I don't know what I got. I mean, who knows? Hold on.
Exactly. You don't know what you got. Let us listen to it. We're the ones who know what the GBG needs.
All right. Well, let's play it. Hold on. I'll just skip to the middle.
Oh, baby! Oh, yeah! Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Say, I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I felt really guilty giving it to her, especially after she gave me those the photos.
It wasn't a good idea. It was a great fucking idea. Well done.
Pixel, you find yourself inside Weedlevox's home. Once more, walking up to him as you prepare for this evening to meet the friend of the Don.
Oh, Pixie Dust.
Honey?
You look so good. I could die.
It's my big break tonight. All thanks to you.
Yeah, and you know what? He's a viceroy, eh? It's huge. It's a big time. I mean, this is it.
Wow.
This is it.
You must have really talked to the Don about one little me.
Oh, you know, I always wanted the absolute best for you. Viceroy of the Empire, no less. Yeah, I mean, tonight it's gonna be, unforgettable, huh? And you look so, I mean, gosh, words, huh? They fail me. I wish I had them. Oh, my goodness.
And you, not in your normal outfit, but you'd be dressed this evening for, to perform a private show for, this viceroy, friend of the Don.
And you want me to pull out all the stops?
Oh, honey, yeah, absolutely. All the stops. I mean, it's the friend of the Don. You got to make sure.
A viceroy.
I mean, this is your ticket. Your ticket's going to be punched. I want you to have fun, huh? But make sure he has fun, too, huh?
Oh, you know I will. I'd never let you down.
Yeah, but you know the Don's friends. They can be a little finicky, so I'm going to need
touchy.
You to... I'm gonna need you to leave everything here.
Even my Kita?
Even your Kita.
How am I gonna perform without my Kita?
Well, you know what? You can take the Kita with you, okay? But I need you to leave the purse. No, the Digi Diary stays here. Pixie Dust, you know. I mean, you need it for the performance, but. Nothing. No, they're gonna be. There's gonna be strict. They're gonna pat you down before you go in.
I hate when they do that.
I start taking all this stuff out of my bags, and I end up with Stacy in my hands.
My lipstick, though, I can keep this.
How about you apply a new layer now? But you gotta leave it.
But if you want me to put out all the stops, you know it's gonna smear. And you think the viceroy would be happy with smeared lipstick on a pop star?
Well, no, of course not, but...
It's just a lipstick.
Pixie Dust, you know I hate arguing with you, but you can take the Kita. That's it. You gotta leave everything else here. You got to. I'm just looking out for you. I don't want this to go any kind of sideways.
All right, I'll put it on. And I look at it and I think about my friends. And there's a little bit of sadness where, like, Pixel wants to be a star, but she had started to hope for what stardom would look like with the Rhapsody Records. And there's a little bit of, but you know what? They'll be proud of me. And so she thinks fondly of her friends. She puts Stacy on her lips and she goes to put it in her cleavage. Hoping that
all right, and she hands it over.
You know, there's one place I'm always looking, huh? You can't hide anything there.
Oh, no. Silly me.
You tried. You know what? That's what I love you for, all right?
All right, cheeks.
Cheeks.
And I turn around and let him smack one, and then flip around and let him smack the other.
It's like two it's like two ferocious lions fighting in a paper bag.
Why are you sweating?
Oh, sweetheart, I'm gonna miss you.
I'll see you later tonight. I'll tell you all about it.
Right. Of course.
Love you, honey.
Love you too. All right.
Hey. Mr. W.
Driver.
There's a J in there.
Yeah, there's a J in there.
The middle name, sweetheart, the middle name. Hey, driver, come on in. Hey, you know, what are you doing, right? Take her with you, all right? You know where to go. Take her. Make sure she gets there safe, all right?
You'll walk out, you'll get in the car, and you will head your way towards this meeting with the Viceroy. You all are now approaching the estate of Weedlevox.
Do we, like, pass the car? Like, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah. The black and white. Yeah, we wouldn't know.
Yeah, we wouldn't know. Of course, as you're pulling in, a car's pulling out. Blacked out windows.
That's fine.
As it's taken away.
That's fine.
Down to this private show on the end of town. As you see Grobulus J. Weedlevox walk in himself, smoking a cigar, he struts in with that balding circlet of hair.
Well, 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 Rhapsody Records, eh?
There he is. The name's Rhett. It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Weedlevox.
Yeah, okay. The pleasure's mine, I assure you.
Now, you're my associates. You got Pike, Co, my stepson Ziggy.
Nice.
Hopefully, Pixel's told y'all about us and all good things, I hope.
Oh, Pixie does. She can't stop singing your praises. But you know what? I don't want to talk about her, huh? Let's get down to business. Now, you came, you requested this meeting. Take your shot. What do you want to talk about?
What do you mean you don't want to talk about her? I mean, that's part of why we wanted to have the meeting. You want to sign her on to Rhapsody Records.
Oh, Mr. Rye, you're not signing Pixie Dust. That was never on the table. No. You're here because of your connections, huh? No. Forget about her, all right? She's off the table. You're here only for one simple thing. All right? You got connects. I distribute Redline. Now, you supposedly expressed an interest in that. But in the event that you want to feel as though you change your tune, well, I got a little something to show you, eh? And one of the goons runs out. So the same folder that he had on the desk earlier. And he'll kind of wave it. Hey, you thought I was just wanting to dine on you for a week, eh? The go-karts, the beach, the clubs, the drugs, the drink, the women. Well, no, here is all the evidence, huh? And I know a little bit about you, I know you're married to a pretty beautiful Saurian wife, huh? Your stepson here is sharp lad. You know, could use with the dry cleaning, but otherwise, you know, seems like I'm not one to judge, huh? But I know that I know women, and they are. And all these photos, huh? You think I didn't have somebody everywhere you went, trailing every one of your steps? You think I didn't get every second of lascivious behavior? Kudos, by the way. I mean, you've done some stuff I wouldn't even think to do, but hey, once again, I mean, they each their own, but here's what's going to happen. You're going to move Redline. You're going to get it wherever you can to all these pop stars you're supposedly working with. You're going to extend the operation out, and Pixie Dust, for you, that's a thing of the past. Forget the name.
How would this work? If we can make money together, and you don't share those things with my wife, all right, well, let's talk business.
Yeah, let's talk business. I mean, if you'd come here and you'd just been up front, you hadn't tried to take Pixel from me, well, then it'd just be a normal setup. But now, for seeing as how, you know, I got all the additional photos and, well, it's a lot of blackmail, let's be serious. I mean, it's a wild stuff. You're going to have to kick me an extra 20%. And if you agree to that, then we're fine. We can share a cigar out on the balcony, and we can go about our business making heaps and heaps of money, eh?
So what you're telling me is that I need to buy it from you. I sell it. And even though I already paid you wholesale price for it, you want 20% of my cut?
So you're as smart as they say, huh? No wonder you're signing big shots. That's exactly right.
I've been doing this a long fucking time. Looks like you got me. but my hands are tied. I'd appreciate the decency of you just helping me understand how this whole operation works. The Don, how is he involved? The Red Line, where the fuck does it all come from?
No, listen, you don't ask about the Don, eh? I'll tell you this, I'll tell you what you need to know, okay? Red Line comes to me, I get it to global distributors, all right? I move it, I move shipments from here and there. They get to a point, they move it to the people, all right? At the end of the day, I'm just a man of the people, eh? But you don't need to know a damn thing about the Don, okay?
Weedlevox, you're a sly son of a bitch, but I like the way you lie. We're gonna make a lot of money together, aren't we?
Finally, eh? Oh, so much money. All right, here, take one of these, huh? I'll hand you a giant cigar. Come on out to the balcony, huh? And you'll begin to make your way.
I'll get up and I'll be grinning and I'll sort of reach my hand out to sort of shake his hand.
Yeah, okay, it's about time,
huh? Look at the size of this thing. Oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll snip it for you when we get out there.
As soon as he says the balcony of tears, I immediately scoot out and I am standing up immediately.
I make eye contact with Ko the moment he mentions the terrace, and we kind of just give each other a knowing look, like, game fucking on.
Yeah. And I give a glance to Ziggy to like make sure that he's ready. So like when we get out there, we're in position to get the car ready.
You begin to make your way to the terrace. And it's as you're walking there in the middle of a stride.
Don, I'm terribly sorry to interrupt. One of the goons comes up.
Wait, is this Don? Sorry.
Oh, Mr. Boss, Mr. Weedlevox, I'm terribly sorry to interrupt. Something's come up. And he kind of like, you know, he's like looking down and he goes, well, what do you mean something's come up? I'm in the middle of serious business here. Hey, can you see you're about to close the deal? Who's on the phone? Get them the fuck out of here.
Hold on. We still need to.
No, listen. We'll lock this down later. All right, you get the fuck out of here. I gotta take care of something.
Leave it now.
Go on, get out of here.
Well, he still needs his religious artifacts.
Yeah. They'll give it to you at the door. All right.
All right.
Guys, take him out. They'll start to move. He's walking away. He's already. They've handed him a phone. You all are ushered out of the house. Firmly out of the house, back towards your car, as several of the guards walk up. They'll present you back your armlet.
We'll meet later. Don't forget the cigar.
You are very quickly shuffled out of the house.
Hey.
Easy. As he begins to.
You fucking kidding me?
Begins to walk away
from
you.
Who the fuck we are?
Who should we talk to schedule a follow-up meeting?
We'll call you. Don't worry.
All right. Golden God Hotel. Yeah. Don't forget.
Yeah. And you are ushered back into your car as you are gestured to begin to drive away.
What? What was that? We were so close.
Mr. Rye?
Yeah.
I'm like seething. Mr. Rye?
All right, son. Get in the car,
Ziggy. I'm getting in. I'm in. Oh, my loafer. All right, I'm in.
I walk around to the other side. I sit in.
I fire up the car. I put down the divider so we can talk between the back. Yeah. What the hell was that? We were so close.
So fucking close. We're not going to get another shot like that.
I don't quite peel out, but I'm pissed. I'm driving
fucking
like I'm angry.
Scum fuck.
Well, no, there's still a chance. I mean, it sounds like he wants to do business, and we can just... We gotta somehow afford to keep this fucking charade up another week.
Fuck, we're running low on funds. Diggy, give us something. You're awfully quiet back there.
Well, I'm listening. I don't think that the microphone is in Pixel's purse anymore. Or maybe Pixel's purse is with Weeblevox.
What?
It's at that point, Ziggy, that you hear the following. Weeblevox has answered a phone call, and you hear just his side of it.
Yeah, yes, sir. Don, sir, yes, absolutely. No, your friend, the Viceroy, yes, sir, he's in town, we put him up. She is on her way. Yes, sir. Yeah, no, we put him up. Yeah, he's on the outskirts. No lights, no cameras. Yes, sir. Yeah, no, I know. Just like the other ones. Well, I'm on it, sir. Yes, no mistakes. We'll make sure her body is buried deep in a hole in the desert. And that's where we'll end the session.